It's that late night wet wax stuff,
thank
man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dads, late comedians. Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, you put this thing together. What might be the reason that it falls apart?
I'm watching every hit, watching me closely.
You know, it's cause they strapped like I'm supposed to be. Getting told off by the mixes. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
There's probably people I want to remove from my favorite friends. Like, I want it to be actually people I like and know, not just random people I met on my comedy journey. He's got random people who's met the comedy journey on Facebook. So you, when he says, Booker. So when he says something, it just, he's just getting random opinions.
I got one guy that actually it's your mum's friend, Franco Francis.
It's your friend as well, no?
Yeah. I'm saying, no, because
I know him, he came to my show. Dope,
yeah.
Came to know that, no problem.
Adds anyone and everyone. So when he posts something,
yeah,
it's just, it's carnage.
I've got a list I refuse to go through of just friend requests.
Oh yeah, I've got a bag. I just we spoke at one for two days.
They love that. They love that.
The one that kills me.
We gig together at TNT.
Fuck off.
But do you know them ones though where your comedic curiosity almost gets better of you, where it's like they add you.
Yeah.
They request you, so they've got like about 300 mutuals. And it's established comics as well in there.
Yeah.
But they've got no pictures of their face. And it's like
bro,
and they're from up north. Who's like, is this guy like a booker or something? Am I like blocking my blessings?
Yeah, I'm not adding this guy.
There's so many people that add me, and I always see you in the mutuals. Like, you know when it's like the first six.
And he's another selective, so you can use me as a.
That's what I do. Yeah. I go, if Darren trusts him, I trust him.
You can use me because there's
everyone's gonna add you now.
Because some people are just fuck. I was like, what is your vetting process? It's like be some Asian girl like looks like 90, clearly just isn't them.
Yeah, the picture's there.
Why do you know all these comedians?
Bare sex talk in the bar.
They're the bots.
And then it's just mutual friends. It's like, look at these comics. Like, come on.
It's like the people that get hacked.
You can't be that desperate for followers.
Yeah, told you and stuff.
The people that get hacked these days, I feel like you should get every penny fleeced from you. Because this has been. How are you falling for this?
Text me.
No, bro. We're not even that close of friends. Go get one of your closer friends to text you, bro.
Oh man.
Have you got a question or should we just
I'll put it in the group.
Oh okay. I think my signal is moving a bit higgy. It got it.
Hooked onto the wiffy now.
Alright, let's go, let's do the clap.
Come on. Why don't you do it?
3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I'm one of your co-hosts. I am Michael Akaderian. To my left, I've got
Kazeem Jamal, done though. 26, 20, what episode is this?
Oh, I thought he was trying to say your age.
This is like,
episode
28.
How does he not know?
It's going to be 28.
Yeah. I hope so.
Almost at the big three.
28 strong, never missed one. I did try and bottle it last time, but.
No, you held it down.
You've never missed one.
Missed the noise when I've been.
That's facts. Okay. Facts.
Yeah. You hold it down. You got shook.
I got shook, man, because obviously, like...
You had to guess.
Man's not trying to beg. Like, obviously, man was... Oh, no. Finish. Intro, sorry.
And to my diagonal, we have got...
Darren Griffiths.
Do you know what you should say? You should say, to the left of my left.
To the left. Everybody... I don't know what the
everything you own in the box to the
that's,
left.
That's your favorite.
In the closet.
That's my favorite Rihanna song.
If I bought it, please don't touch. And you be singing that messed up sound. Can you walk and talk at the same time?
YouTube
going to
take this down,
and...
man. YouTube going to take this down, man.
Yeah.
Copyright, they didn't take down the other one. Did they?
I don't know. Don't think so.
They don't respect us.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. They don't take it down. They're like, we don't know what song you're trying to sing.
Standing in the bathroom, telling me how I'm such a fool.
So the night, that's
true. I'm never gonna find a guy like you.
All right, man.
Got me singing. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I can have another you in a minute.
Jeez.
You'll be here in a minute, baby.
When they shower and the Redox is on Kazim's face.
You know,
I don't shower in the car
with his own.
Yeah, right, man. Yeah, right. You be there singing your ballads, cuz.
No, in the morning, bro, I get cussed out, bro. I listen to podcasts in the shower. Shower's boring.
Podcast in the shower?
Yeah, see, shower's not meant to be entertaining, it's functional. It's just shower, isn't it?
I want to hear something.
Is that what it is?
How do you listen?
Listen. I don't want to hear my thoughts that early in the morning. You may not see me again.
Oh, you're running away from your own thoughts.
Yeah, bro.
My best joke thoughts come in the morning.
Same.
So, My best joke thoughts come in the morning.
Same.
Like, no, my best joke thoughts come late at night.
Nah, nothing.
Really?
So much so that I've got to be like, I'm comfy and then I've got to go, oh, and roll over, get my phone and type, I forget.
Nothing comes to my head at night time.
Really? I'm shattered. So and then
once I do that, first one, non-stop, I'm rolling over for the rest of the night writing
thoughts. So your sleeping pattern must be a mess.
In the nighttime.
Like when you're writing a new show, you don't sleep.
Hmm?
If you're writing a new show, you're not going to be sleeping because you're always going to be rolling over.
My show's written. My show's pretty much written.
Oh, 2024. 2024,
baby.
But let's get into it. We're going to switch up this week, man. And if you're on the visuals, now, in fact, let me not bait up. Check the visuals, then you'll know what I'm saying. Yes, let's get the YouTube numbers up. We're going to start with the listeners' questions off the top, off the jump, from the front. And this is a question. Thank you, listener. They wanted to remain anonymous this time, so we'll respect that. Respect confidentiality, which we'll get onto. Pretend to feel ill so I don't take my daughter swimming. So my wife always takes our 13-month-old to swimming class on Saturday. I've been before, but never been on my own. My wife has a party today, so I'll have to take her. But I get really anxious with things I'm not confident with. And they admit that they're one of these sort of folk that self-diagnosed with anxiety, not been to professional, but there we go. Is it really wrong of me to pretend that I'm not feeling well so I don't have to go? I feel guilty to my daughter because she enjoys it. But at this age, she won't know she's missing out.
How are them men still swimming?
So what you guys saying, man? Obviously, my man, he's out here. He feels a bit anxious. He don't want to be in the swimming pool alone.
Do we know if this is a black guy or a white guy? First of all,
I don't know. Right,
let's hear why your rationale. If it's
No. Let me marinate. You man go. Let me marinate mango.
Okay. I'll say marinate mango.
I said let me marinate you mango.
You man go. Okay.
Are you sending for me?
No, I didn't know. What you said? Marinate mango. I said, "Raw, what's Kazim on?"
Are you sending for me?
Are you sending for me?
No,
I'm not trying to send for you.
All right.
My initial thoughts is he's not diagnosed with anxiety. I've got a really low bar for undiagnosed, untreated mental health disorder.
You haven't got a tolerance for it. I'm sorry.
I know it's 2023.
Speak of the truth.
I know, but
we're in a world where there's 1 in 4 people suffer from mental health condition, and we're meant to have more of a frank conversation when it comes to the world of mental health.
I generally see mental health like physical health in the sense that anyone could be subject to injury, to strain, to fatigue, mentally, yeah? So I'm not dismissing the validity of mental health. Let's get that straight. It exists. But some people's sick notes, isn't it? Yeah. Some people are injury prone. And if you're injury prone and you never go to the doctors, never go to the physio, you never go to the gym, you never work on it, it becomes annoying. It's just jarring if you're just somebody who's like, I'm anxious.
Oh, but don't actually deal with that. Go do something about it.
Go therapy, go counselling.
What if they're anxious about that?
Some people enjoy the sick role, though.
Yeah.
Some people actually enjoy like being like, oh, I'm the sick one. You got to care for me. You got to look out for me.
It's a personality.
Yeah, some people like embrace it and actually look forward to it. And
being sick?
Yeah, and being... Because when you're sick, you get the attention. Oh, my goodness, you're unwell.
So the person who's anxious or depressed is like...
Yeah, but you also feel like shit.
If you've generally got it...
Yeah, if you've only got a condition, then obviously that's different. But I'm saying some people in general, even physical or mental health, enjoy the sick role, actually being pampered, being the one that people are concerned about.
Hobbling into work and having people go, oh, what's wrong, mate?
Oh. Yeah.
It's their icebreaker. So it's similar to their mental health is... They come in looking down. They want someone to be like, "You're all right," and they're like, "Oh, I don't want to talk about it."
Yeah.
And then they kind of just stare at you like,
"Where's the follow-up question?"
Go,
Do you know what I don't like is the people that post pictures of their arm with, you know what it's called? What's that like?
It's just a cannula.
With that. Or their little hospital band, or the little thing there. Is that a cannula as well? In your arm, they're up there.
Oh well, it depends what it is. If it's into the vein, yeah, it's probably a cannula. It's either going to be a cannula or they'll have the blood pressure cuff. Those are the staples. All that, and they go on socials.
And then their post is just something like praying hands or been here for ages now.
What a weekend.
Yeah. And or how's your Monday going or something like that, right?
Yeah, there's sympathy in it. And then
people comment underneath and people are like, oh my God, are you okay? What's happened? And they go, don't want to talk about it.
It's like, shut your
mouth. I hope you die.
This is the last post
you die immediately after that. Immediately. Yeah.
Now I've got 100%. Now I've got
take the strain off the NHS and prep. I hope you die immediately, bro. Okay?
Because I'll let people off if it's like a soft update in the sense of something's happened. They know they need to let people know why they're not doing something else. And they might put, I'll let you all know more later. But
yeah, no doubt.
Just let you know I'm cool, but this is where I am at the moment.
No, you're still a bitch. Don't write nothing until you're ready to write the real thing. The whole thing.
Yeah, man. Some people might go radio silent for 7 days and no one knows where they've gone.
Are you still talking about social media?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck them guys, bro.
It's true, because as long as the people you know...
Exactly, care, yeah. If I'm in this... We've got our WhatsApp group.
It's true.
And if something's happened, I'm like, man, them, can't really speak right now. I won't be here on Monday. I'll explain later.
Boom.
Yeah?
If you post on socials that I'm not about...
Hey, at Late Nights and Wet Wipes, it's me, one of your co-hosts, Kazeem Jamal. Got a lot of shit going on right now. But I'll update you a bit later. All right.
But I'm cool though.
Yeah. PS, don't text me.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send an email to my mum's work email, bro.
You know, I've seen people do stuff like that where it's like they'll put on their like WhatsApp status like, it won't be like I'm in a mood. It'll be something like, you know what, I'm not in the mood to talk right now, but I'm good.
Yeah.
So we're just obviously gonna prompt people to be like, what's going on?
What's wrong, babes?
Yeah, what's wrong? What's going on? Da, 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 da. So it has the, oh, don't look at me, I'm fine. But it's like, no, you want to.
And I'm just going to be transparent. Do you know what I say to them people? Die immediately. Because I've been one of them people. I've done it.
Oh,
I've done
it. You come out the other side? What made you transition to...
Someone tells you die immediately. You're like,
No, do you know what it was, right? I put something on Twitter. And this was at like a low point in my life. Yeah, I put something on Twitter and Baba Tunde reached out publicly and he was like, you okay?
He just added your tweet, quote tweeted you.
Yeah, yeah, he just replied and was like, yo, brother, you okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man's good. And he was like, stop acting like a bitch then. And I was like, fairs. And I took that energy and I ran with it.
Good. So we thank Baba Tunde for what
Baba,
he did.
Baba Tunde.
Because you've put a few statuses in the time and I've had the message you be like, is everything blessed? Like you put cryptic stuff. Cryptic tweets.
Yeah, I put lyrics and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't know if he's being genuine or he's going through it and I don't know how to decipher that stuff.
Yeah, so no, I don't do that no more. I just kill my ops now.
That's it, man.
But with the question, though.
Yeah, with the question.
Yeah, I just think... Yeah, just take your kids to swimming, innit? They go every week, and it's the one time you're meant to do it.
You've got
to
hold it down, man.
Yeah, just step up and just take your kids.
Has dad got to go in the pool?
Yeah.
Probably to hold it. But obviously, it's a baby pool.
13 months.
So dad's going in the pool. This is why I asked if they're black or white. Because is your anxiety around the stereotype, like, can man not swim? Is he afraid of water? What's
going
on?
But you can stand up in the baby pool, yeah, man. That's not even relevant.
I know some people, yeah. Like, one of my cousins, we went swimming, right?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we discussed this on the pod before.
No.
But I can swim-ish, right?
No.
So there's T's and C's to your swimming.
There's T's and C's to my swimming. If you said, Kaz, go from there to there, one end of the pool to the other end of the pool, no problem.
Even if there's a deeper bit.
No problem.
Okay.
If you said, Kaz, go from there to there, but in the middle, stop there for 10 seconds, dead, sinking, dead.
Yeah.
I can't tread water. And everyone's like, it's easy, just move your arm. But I'm like, you look like you're just not doing anything and staying up.
Yeah, mine is bare effort. My energy bar's going down.
I'm on the rowing machine. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
So
I can swim ish. But my cousin now, yeah.
Can you swim, Mike?
I'm like you guys, tread water. So any sort of, you could tell me breaststroke, backstroke, front crawl, whatever, I could do that. But if let's say a ship collapsed and no life jacket,
call
the funeral director.
I'm a gunner.
I'm not even trying. I'm going to attempt to swim to the coast and die.
I'm lazy. I'll see the coast and I'll just be like, well, I'll die.
Because it just stabbed up. No. No. Just put your feet down. No. Just go out.
Yeah. But my cousin, he was in the shallow end.
Yeah.
Knees out. Still shook.
Right.
The thing is, like, what if you.
And he was like this.
Has he not bathed before?
He was shook.
Had showers for life.
And we were like
grown men.
14, 15.
Oh, raw.
Like, we weren't 5 and 6.
But did he have swimming lessons? Because I know some schools didn't actually...
I don't know. He went to school in the hood, bruv, so probably not.
Right. Because that's a...
Big up you, though.
Fun.
Big up, man. Like, no, do you know what? I just... The cousin I'm referring to, the same cousin I referred to in the story I just told on a different podcast. And I didn't say his name. I gave him an alias. So, shout out Ravi. I don't know.
Is that the alias?
That's the alias.
That's the alias. Shout out Ravi.
Shout out Ravi every time, man.
But he hasn't said in the question that he can't swim.
Yeah, he just said he's got anxiety.
He's just got general anxiety.
He needs to... I think when it comes to your kids, your anxieties, you need to hold it down.
Yeah.
Like, my missus, she's scared of insects, but I tell her, you can't be scared of insects in front of him, so you got to hold it down. So you need to face your fear. So your kids should be the motivation for you to face these phobias you have or these anxieties. And if they're not, then... Maybe you don't love your kid enough.
Because your kid changes your personality.
100%.
He's not your personality, your behaviour. 100%. Least. I don't like sharing with anyone.
Yeah. Same.
But when my daughter asks for something, I'm still a prick. I'm still just like, oh, fuck.
Are we talking about like rich tea biscuits?
Anything. I don't want to share anything. I don't want to share anything with you.
You've got there's four of you in the house now. So there's everything... You should think everything you're buying is
no. This is
now.
Mine. When I pick this up and put it in the trolley,
you're not meant to be awake.
It's mine.
You're not meant to be awake right now. You're meant to be napping. Why are you awake?
Quarters. It's quarters. I bought everything you
buy. A packet of big American pancakes.
That looks tasty. Yeah. So.
I'll tell you what, it is tasty. I'll tell you for free, it is tasty. I bought a pack of big American pancakes from Lidl. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's four of them, then
no. I said. I put them in a trolley and I said, I can't wait to fucking tuck into those, man. I don't put syrup on my pancakes, put honey. Fucking honey in there.
Okay.
Yeah, love it. I took stepdaughters in the cupboards. Can I have one of your pancakes? What? Did you just ask for one of my...
You're moving mad. You're moving mad over pancakes.
Big packet of what's it? The hot ones.
Yeah, eat those.
I bought two just so that's your packet, you lot.
Yeah.
This other one is mine. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Rah, but
it got to a point where I was going to buy a mini fridge for my room.
With a lock.
Yeah.
With a lock in it.
This is my shit. Don't come near it.
Your missus is like, I just need some water.
This is my shit. Don't touch it. And that is for me, that's only child syndrome. Don't touch my shit. It's my shit. I'm not sharing.
You didn't have to share growing up?
No.
What about cousins if they came over?
Fuck
or what?
Them, bro.
What about Ravi?
Well, he's not my blood cousin. But we're very, very close.
Oh, yeah. So family friends.
Like I've been, I used to spend many a Christmas at his house.
Okay.
Uncle, you call his that's my uncle. That's my family, innit? That's my extended family. So when we linked up, but I tell you the truth, back in the day when we was young kids, my mum would send me £20 in my pocket, right? He didn't have £20 in his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just not because they were brack or nothing. He just didn't have it.
Well, it was what it was.
It was what it is. And he had a girl, innit? And was in Bromley and was in McDonald's. And I'm ready to order my shit. And then he comes up to me, he's like, fam, buy my food for me, innit? And I was like,
what about the girl?
But this is my £20. Go ask your girl. And I was thinking about this recently. At almost 30 now, yeah, I'm like, can't really be going up to your girl being like, but can you buy me food, please? I see why he came up to me, but I'm just a young kid. I'm like, allow it, man. I might want to spend this on something else later.
20, but that's me as a child. He's only seen you £20 in my dog's thinking you can't even spend that here. Yeah. There's so many meals.
Yeah, but I might want Morley's later. I might want a KA. I might.
But he's looking at now, and he's looking at £20
is a big amount of money to have as a kid.
As a kid and in McDonald's as well. Like back you then, can buy.
I mean, now
with my blood cousins, mum and my cousin were staying at my house. How'd the story go? Something it was arguing over a pillow at night time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Standard kid shit.
Yeah, I used to have two pillows.
Yeah.
And now I've got to hand a pillow over. The fuck is this? Right. So what I did, my mum, she was like, "Please, can I have a pillow?" I was just like, "Stretch your head on the floor, man." You get me?
So you will have two and they're sleeping.
Yeah, rest your head on the floor, man.
That's it.
This is my space now. You get me? I've never had to do this before. We're talking about share. And my mum was like, you better give her the pillow now. So I took the pillowcase off. Rest your head on a fluffy, rough pillow. No pillowcase.
That's insane. I guess
I hope you swallow little cotton balls. love her to pieces.
See, it's big though. Like, have you found yourself having to teach your kids lessons or personality traits that you just don't have? Because now, I don't like sharing, but now my daughter's getting to an age where she needs to learn to share.
Mm.
Like, she's going to have her party soon, her birthday party.
Yeah.
And I've witnessed her with kids. She's good at, so she's got someone else's toy.
Yeah.
And that kid wants it back. She will hand that toy over.
Okay.
But the other way around, so if it's her toy now, no one can touch her stuff. Don't touch my stuff. Like, my son literally had some shitty bit of cloth, just like some sheer cloth that, you know, like for century thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they play with it. She played with it as a baby, but she doesn't play with it at all. It's just like in a fucking box somewhere in the room. So he's laying on the floor. He's just got it, just laying on his back. Just like, not doing anything with it. Sadie now. It's like, what? It's like, it's Zadie's. It's Zadie's.
Wow.
It's
like,
but Sadie, he's playing with it. And she doesn't even want it to use. She just doesn't want him using it. Just don't have it.
Such a young child.
Not even like a 2-year-old thing. My stepdaughter does that.
Yeah, it's such from such a young, but doesn't mean that's in you from such a young age.
Yeah,
and it's like if you don't get it out of there early, then it's stuck. So I remember when I was younger, I just always put my nicer toys away,
so no one would sort of.
Then
find
I was
it.
Like, I don't mind if these toys get broken or damaged, but yeah, because I just remember like the heartache and the pain when I'd come back from somewhere, my cousins were at my house.
Yeah,
I would just see them with like one of my toys. I'm just like. Because I used to take care of my toys. Mm. It seemed like one of my toy cars didn't have scratches on. Mm. And they'll just see I was that kind of kid that had an imagination, but not too much. So I play with a car like this. And it's a car. My cousin gets it. It's a plane! And just smash it against the wall. I'm just like...
Transformative.
I'm like... Ugh. I could see it. Just the backs against the wall. Just see it all scratch up. I'm just like... Just fucking
so you
kid.
Were an adult child?
Yeah, I was just like... So because of that, if I knew they were coming, now all my good toys are going here.
Wow.
You're not complaining these ones. Preemptive
stash houses.
Yeah.
This guy, though, if it wasn't for him going, I'm really anxious about taking my kids from him, I'd have backed him. Because if you was just being a guy's guy and being like, yeah, I mean, like,
if he just owned it.
Super Sundays on in that, like.
Yeah.
There's a big match on, or
like, or selfish for selfish.
I would just like, you can't speak yet. Man's just gonna like go and get your trunks and whatnot, throw them in the bath, put a bit of bleach in there, smell like chlorine, take them back out, wring them out, put them in a bag. Be like, how's swimming? Yeah.
These times you're in McDonald's.
I'm just be like, do you like ice cream, bruv? Because if you I will get you ice cream. If you
because I guess.
You know, the mum walks back in. Hey, guys.
Because the kid's too little. The kid can't even snitch. Kid's 13 months, so...
Yeah, kid can't do nothing. Wherever you're going, that's where the kid's going, isn't it? There's no two way to buy it, but... Nah, he has to hold it down, man.
He can't be a bitch, because it's his own, like... Because the people are going to jump out of their skin.
Do it!
His own nonsense is stopping him from taking his child.
Yeah.
Like... A real like an obstacle like that is stopping him taking his child to swimming. If I don't take my child to swimming, it's because I can't be asked to take my child to swimming. Innit?
Yeah, just be honest.
Like if you've been going for time, you're not gonna miss one. Like also, yeah. I'm gonna see at an early age. You're probably not Michael Phelps. Like what are we doing? You're fine. Okay.
For me to try to swim for survival, though, rather than...
Yeah. I mean,
it's a good life skill to have.
It's a good life skill to have, but like. Okay, taking you out of the scenario, like, actually, just taking both of you out of the scenario. I'm just thinking back, like, all right, maybe it's just a me thing. Like, where you been where there's bare water and, like, deep water, and you're like, I better watch out, you know, but you just been on a cruise. And I saw you in an holiday. And I was like... Ah, this theory is
crumbling.
Like, it's crumbling before me.
You gotta know, because that's what happened on my brother's stag do in Ibiza. There was like seven of us, and obviously all black guys, whatever. And before we got into huge banana boat, and
racist.
It felt very racist. I think the Spanish done this on purpose. And then they were like.
My Spanish, like, no way.
Yeah, can you believe it? And then Vinicius Jr. Anyways. But my brother was like, oh, can everyone swim? I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah. No doubt.
And you life jacket?
So much bravado.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you've got a life jacket, you don't need to fucking swim.
This is life or death. It's like, no, man can swim, you know?
Yeah, man can, like, why are you asking? Like, of course, man
can swim. Can I just say, if you've got a life jacket, it don't fucking matter, bro.
Yeah, so life jackets were given out, and I nearly asked for a second one. I strapped myself tight. I wasn't going to take no chances. Anyway,
you feel like bulletproof vest, like.
Right, we go deep into the sea now. Like,
did you see the Titanic? The coast.
We didn't go deep. Distance from the coast.
I didn't know you had a
$250,000. Boy, if I did, boy, I definitely wouldn't be no submarine. That's for sure. That's crazy. But we went far out in it. Far out, and then we capsized. Obviously, it's attached to a speedboat, so the guys are speeding. Ah, you know, we tip over. And everyone's like, everyone's good. So you got the life jacket on. I just tip. Oh, life jacket brings you up whatever, innit? Like, it's fun. My feet dangling. I'm like, oh, if this life jacket went there, I'll be finished. But my feet dangling. Cool. I see my cousin just in the water like this.
That's not funny.
Wave.
He's passed out.
We swim over to him. And that conscious, like, what's going on? He's like, oh, so I can't swim. And we're like, what do you mean you can't swim? Everyone said they could. He said, I didn't know I couldn't swim, so I thought I could. I was like,
he thought he's a fish.
I see the logic.
He thought he would just pick up, like, he didn't know he couldn't swim, so.
He didn't know there was a skill to it.
He just thought he could.
No, there's no skill to it. I back that logic. That's a mad thing. Like, I've never played for Arsenal, so I don't know I can't play for them.
I can tell you, you can't play for them.
You don't know that.
You can't play for them. I'm sorry.
You don't know that.
I'm sorry, you can't play for them.
You've not been given the chance.
I've never done it, so you don't know.
They're not giving you the chance.
There's a high probability I can't, but we don't know.
That's what I sometimes say about Olympic sprints, 100 meters. I'm like, but they haven't seen me run, though.
It's facts.
Like, we all talk about you say, but. Like, they've not even seen me do my thing.
Yeah,
so how do we know he's the world's fastest man? Has he raced everybody?
Yeah. He's not raced everyone.
Has he raced everyone?
That's true.
So, you know, like, how are you giving him all these accolades Puma, yeah.
And it's
Virgin.
Probably a cheat.
You know what I mean? Like,
no,
like,
no, like, don't ever say that about.
I'll give you a theory so. After this, but yeah, that's on this topic here. My thing, my conclusion is, if you're bailing out of something for your child, it's got to be on a flex of like, I would do it, but I can't be asked today.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do it. Not because you're afraid of water or you're afraid of oxygen outside or whatever, or you know, you've got some anxiety that's stopping your kid.
Yeah.
It's got to be on a vibe where you look at your kid and say, big man, I would take you, but I don't want to.
So the only valid way to get out of it is if you're like, I'm a dickhead. I'm
a prick. I don't want to do it. Like, if this was yesterday, I probably would have taken you, but today, I don't want to take you.
I actually respect that more than, you know, hide behind.
Yeah. Is there a reason, daddy? No, I just don't want to.
Anxiety. I'd rather you be a prick than say I have social anxiety, which may sound toxic, but.
Yeah, no, I'm
just like, you gotta hold it down for your kid. You gotta hold stuff down,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, for your kids.
You gotta hold it down, man. You gotta your fear of heights. You better get up that zip line. You better get up there. You know.
Yeah.
I could you be the one shaking leg on the ground? And your kids. Woo! Nah.
That's me.
That was my mum.
No. Oh, you can't be there. Ooh.
My mum was. Shook.
See, but I think like it's your mum's allowed to be scared in front of their son. But I think dad, it's toxic. This is toxic masculinity right here.
Yeah.
As a dad, though, you can't be scared.
I don't think your mum can. I think
you can't be dad. You can't be scared in front of your kids.
Your mum,
yeah.
Your mum can't be scared in front of you, if she's the only parent. Present in your life.
You think?
Yeah. Because I remember, this is a story for a different day, right? But I remember like my mum being this just juggernaut of a parent, like smart. So, like, talented, strict, all of these things, like, superwoman, essentially.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
There you go.
And there was a day when my granddad just demolished her. Like, not physically, but it was like seeing the Batman versus Superman scene when Batman starts winning, and you're like, no,
someone can
beat this guy.
Yeah.
Do you bleed?
Then...
And you're like, you just your brain explodes like, no,
they're not invincible.
So when I saw my mum, and I was older at this
you
point,
think
but when
you're
I saw
bad,
my mum on the zip line,
your granddad's a bad bat.
Yeah, see my mum on the zip line, or see my mum at like, Disneyland Paris or stuff like that, getting shook on rides. I'm like, this is the same person that does me in when I do badness at school. This is the same, person that's on badness when I do badness.
Yeah. Screaming at Space Mountain.
Yeah. What is it?
There is true.
Aerosmith ride has got you screwed.
Wait, so if I go on a ride with my son, even if I'm shook, I just got to be on there like this.
You got to hold it down, man.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure, like, there's certain rides I wouldn't go on with my son.
Because you know you wouldn't be able to hold it down.
I wouldn't be able to hold, like, the slingshot ride.
I'm not getting on that.
Shit.
If my son's like, Dad,
I've got a story about rides.
I've got a heart condition that don't allow me to go that high. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm coming up with something because I won't be able to hold it down. And I have to save face.
You go over there. What's that sign say for that ride? No blacks, no dogs, no Irish.
I'm coming up with a sign.
You put that sign on there, Dad. Shut up.
Yeah. It's my signature and everything.
Shall we segue into a story time?
I just want to talk about rides.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I've got recent parenting fail on rides.
Oh, let's hear it.
Parenting fail. Both me and the wife.
Failed. Okay, you're dragging it down more.
No, we
both.
I don't
think you should do this.
No, we both failed. No, she knows.
You're gonna come back.
No, she knows. No, she knows.
There could be an apology.
I'm sure she knows.
No.
I'm just worried that, and this is no disrespect to you, Darren, right? I just don't know if you're gonna tell the story the way she wants it to be told.
It will be.
Yeah, there's gonna be a correction.
That's what I'm saying. Nah, so what happened was we was at some kids' event. And they had they had all different rides and stuff. So their daughter and family friends as well. So they've got kids same age. Anyway, there's one little carousel ride. Both want to go on. So it's like, yeah, cool. And they both determined to go on. Both go on it. Both have a great time. There's a third little boy as well. He decides he doesn't want to go on. Yeah. So like, fair enough. So these kids have got some discernment of what they want to go. They're all same age. So there's the second ride we come to now. The kid who didn't want to go on the carousel was like, definitely doesn't go on this ride. And this ride's one of those ones where it's like, you're sat on the road, it does this kind of thing, like moves.
This is
terrible for the audio people, but it goes like round and then stops and sides.
Yeah, it goes in a circle, but you're, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
So as we're in the queue, both the kids are like, yeah, I want to go on. Like, are you sure? They're like, yeah, I want to go. Like, are you sure? Every 8 kids that go on there, at least one starts crying.
Yeah.
So we're just like, are you sure you want to go? And yeah. And she's determined. She's pulling away. I don't want to go. Like, trying to push. Doesn't want to wait. So like, fine. You go on. So she goes on. As they get there, the other friend goes, nah, doesn't want to go on. So we're like, all right, cool. Let's see what happens. Sits on. And Naomi's like, oh, you know, like, it's these pictures are fun. Like, when people are crying. Yeah. Some of them crying in the way where it's like, oh, on their 21st birthday, that picture's coming out.
Yeah.
So Naomi had her phone ready to take a picture. As soon as this ride starts, if you saw my daughter's face, immediately my heart sank. I was like, oh no, we've made a mistake.
Oh, she was fucking terrified.
Terrified. Like, it wasn't one of those ones. Like,
why did you sit with her?
No, you can't. It's just kids.
Oh, kids only. Yeah. Okay.
And so, like, she's petrified to point, like, she's not even screaming. She's just like,
oh, she's
like that. Just fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah, she's just face is red. She's just
hanging on for dear life.
Proper breathing quickly. There it was, oh my god. I was like looking at the person going, oh, like, we're about to end it soon.
And
they're kind of looking at us like, yeah, we'll end it soon. And kind of just like, we're just gonna carry, I'm gonna just carry on the standard thing. Yeah, and like, it's one of those ones where it's like, you've got to find out, and it's just slow, just no, we're not gonna take a photo.
Yes, okay.
And we were just there, like, trying to coach her through it, going, it's okay, it's almost done. And like, the ride does this thing where it stops, like, see, you're gonna come off soon. They and we're just like, oh my god. It's like we are,
yeah, I must have forgot.
It's like, we have failed this child.
Hold on, wait a minute. Your father was finished.
So we have failed this baby. She comes off and she's like, it's like, he's lucky though, like, I managed to like talk her down, like, well done, like, you went on there.
Oh, okay,
that was brave. You didn't know whether he was gonna like it or not, but you tried. And then we think, fuck, we've fucked her with rides now. Is that her done? But then luckily she points to another, I want to go on that one.
Oh, okay, we're just good.
Like, get back on the horse, cool, yes, go on that ride. And it's like another kind of spinny one. And she sat there, she's like, yay, it's like, okay, we haven't messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
for life.
Yeah, that we're, is funny.
In that moment, as I was watching that, I was like, now, this is trauma. Okay, this is trauma happening. This is.
Were other kids enjoying it, or was it just her that
she was the youngest? What? This is kind of funny. So, yeah, there's one girl who's old. So, Zadie's probably the youngest kid on the ride, and she's probably sat next to the oldest kid on the ride. So, the oldest kid's having a great time. The oldest kid comes looking down at her, seeing this, like, little baby, like, almost just having a heart attack, and she's kind of just like, just staring at her parents, like, am I allowed to still have a good time? Because this is kind of mad what's happening.
Y'all seen this?
It's like, whose man's is this? It's
like, whose man's is this?
Oh man, so yeah, that was a parenting.
I did that to my stepdaughter, but I encouraged it.
Yes, because that's what we were saying. We was happy that it weren't us saying, go on.
No, I pushed
you pushed her onto it. Oh, I no.
Well, so you're telling her don't be scared.
So
don't,
basically,
hold it down.
When I met my stepdaughter, she was 5, or 6, right? Very timid, very shy, not very like adventurous.
Yeah.
And like, I remember one time we was in a park, it was holidays, and there was a bouncy castle. And I was like, yo, let's go on the bouncy castle.
You're trying to relive your childhood.
Yeah. I'm like, I see a bouncy castle, let's go bounce on the bouncy castle.
No doubt.
And she was like, nah. And I'm like, what?
How old are you?
You're 6 now. You must see a bouncy castle. A kid sees a bouncy castle, they can't contain themselves.
Yeah, they run towards it.
They're like, oh, I want to bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean no? And then my partner said, oh, I've never let her on a bouncy castle. I said, why? I said, because they're dangerous. She said, because they're dangerous. I said, so was walking on the pavement. Like, anything could happen.
Risked relative.
I'm so ignorant. I don't know how bouncy castle is dangerous.
Because, like, the thing can come out and then it collapses.
Yeah.
But that's the funniest part. Because everyone's like, get off the castle! You know what I mean? And it's just jokes. You're just bouncing. You're bouncing across. And if you're someone like me and my friend that we get on there, we're just bouncing into each other.
You're the danger.
Yeah, we are. I am the danger. We're just bouncing into each other. You know, it's like that Kevin Hart. It's like they're bouncing. A kid drops that on their face. It's bouncing, right? So from that point on, I was just like, I'm just going to push this girl to get outside her comfort zone, right? So she would never, like, swing high on a swing. Yeah. Now she tries to get higher than me. Obviously, man's a competitor. I go super high. You're not reaching my levels, okay? That spider web thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She wouldn't climb that unless, like, I was holding her. Now she's, like, going around the first level of it.
Oh, dope, man.
All that stuff. So then the fun fair's in town again, and we see the waltzer. And I'm like,
I don't like waltzes.
Let's go on that.
That's all the fear.
What rides the waltz?
It's the spinning one. Just makes you feel sick.
The one you have to stand or sit.
No. You sat.
I know which one you're thinking of.
I know the one you're talking about.
Centrifugal.
I wouldn't make you get on that.
That is.
I get on that like, you man ready, yeah? I'm on there like, you man ready, yeah? The person next to me is like, I'm 5. I'm like, are you ready, Lucas? Did I ask your age? Was it, are you ready, cuz?
That thing but is mad.
No, it's the one where you sit down. And yeah. Like, there's also like the spinning teacups in it.
Yeah.
And there's the people on there, right? And they also give it a whirl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've seen
my partner's one. Like, that's my favourite ride. You know, you should go on it. You two should go on it. It'll be fun. She's like, is it fast? We're like, nah, it's not fast, man. Bear in mind, I ain't been on one of these things since I was like 12. So I was like, it ain't fast, man. You'll be fine. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, nah. And I'm like, oh, all right, okay. I didn't say these words, but I'm like, all right, pussy. You know what I mean? I'm just like, all right.
So your body language was calling out pussy.
I'm like, oh, I thought you was brave. No problem. Like, you're a big sister now and all that. You know what I mean? You're meant to be brave and that. Say no more. I guess you're not brave.
to a six-year-old.
Yeah, no, she's 8 at this point.
Oh, okay.
This was the other day. I'm like, I guess you're not brave. You know what I mean? Like, don't know what your little brother's going to look up to, like, to protect her. Because I'm going to be old and shit. So, you know what I mean? It's just going to be you two when we're gone. So, might have to pop out another one just so they got something. Two people got each other's back. You know what I'm trying to say? Anyway, so she goes, after a while, we do like another lap and she's like, I'll go on it. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go on it.
All right.
The guy comes over, puts the thing down, but there's like no strap. Mm. You have to keep it down. Right?
Oh, them ones.
You have to keep it down. That was my first red flag. I was like, I don't remember it being this dangerous. But anyway.
This is proper loose. That sounds proper
there's
loose.
There's no seatbelt. There's no nothing. If anyone decided to just go, fuck it, and you're done, you're spinning out.
It didn't even lock.
No, you're
holding
it. It's you.
Jesus.
In 2023, after the whole Orton Towers thing.
This is March or something, bro.
Mazine.
Something like that. Maybe not March. Maybe the one before that. One after that. So we're cool. So they locked us in, and then the brother's just standing there. I'm like, what's this fucking guy want? You know what I mean? Yeah. And he's like, you paying cash or card? And I was like, oh, cash. And he's like, cool. And then we just stay there again. And he's like, yeah. And then I go, yeah. And he goes, so cash or card? I go, cash. He's like, all right. I'm like, all right.
Where's this going?
I guess we're just, internal thoughts, I go, I guess we're just waiting for more people to get in. Like, but it looks like everyone's in. Man, still there. I'm like, what are you saying? He's like, cash or card?
What's happening?
I'm like, cash. He goes, that's why I'm standing here.
Oh, he's waiting for the money.
Say a price then. Say a price. Don't just ask for the money then.
I'm thinking someone else is coming. Yeah. Is the cash collector.
Yeah.
And you're just waiting here to say, over here or card over here. Bring them. Because he didn't go, if I'm in a shop, I'm like, water bottle. They're like, that's £2.50, please.
Cool, there you go.
Yeah.
They don't go, cash or card. And I go, cash.
And they go, all right.
Was it a designated, like, was it a one fee per, like, ride? So was it, like, regardless if you're an adult or child, there was one fee. So it was, like, a fiver for the ride. So he's thinking there's two of you, you should owe us a tenner.
Yeah, but I don't know that's you.
Because
all the other ones, you're paying at the booth.
You've still got to say the price.
No.
Because even when you go pound lad and you scan 5 items, they don't just go cash or card.
It's £5. I think if he wants the money, he should ask the money.
And also, there's like all the other things, bumper cars. Haunted house, no, not haunted house, like the house is like upside down and shit.
Yeah, yeah, the mirrors. House of mirrors and all that, yeah.
All that, you pay at the booth, there's a guy in the booth and you've bought tokens or something and you give him the token.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you bounce in. So I'm thinking like, I didn't have to do this on this one, so
yeah,
you
no
have
doubt.
To school me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, so anyway, paying the money and we get spinning, right? 30 seconds in, I knew it was a mistake. Because obviously it starts slow, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then after the proper whoom, I looked at her and she was just like, fuck this shit. She didn't say that, but I know that's what she wanted to say. I got a video on my phone. She's screaming. She's like, I want to get off. I'm filming. I'm busting up laughing. I'm like, she's like, tell her to stop the ride. Tell her to stop the ride. I'm like, I can't.
They probably hear that all the time. Yeah. Ride instructors anyway.
I can't. This brother, that's still the cash and card guy, yeah. I don't know if he's got beef with me now. He's seen my stepdaughter in hysterics.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to spin you again. And he proceeds to do that about 8 times, yeah? I'm just like, this fucking guy.
You're getting value for money, though.
Yeah, I am. This is where it gets techie now, yeah? This is when I put my phone away, right? That's the daughter's like, almost horizontal. Because this bar,
it's just
she's
nothing.
Small and thin, so she's like, as every revolution, she's just like more and more like this, slipping towards me. So I've got her. I'm like, look, I've got you. You're fine. Nothing's gonna happen. We're spinning. Each time we spin, because also the thing's going round in a circular motion.
Yeah, of course.
Each time we spin and it lines up where we spin and we've gone enough of the way round that I can see her mum. She's in tears laughing.
Oh, she's enjoying it.
She's in tears.
Okay.
We get off and like she said, I was like, I am never doing that again. And we come off, tears rolling down her mum's face, man. Like, and but we did the same thing. We were like, big ups that you went on.
A year
or two ago, you wouldn't have done that. So shouts out to you, bloody blah.
Facing your fears, man.
Yeah.
And that's what these rides can do, instill that sort of attitude of, you know, like, you know, you can overcome stuff you may not want to do, stuff that you don't want to do. And for the kids, it's a huge leap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember in Covent Garden, there was a rock climbing wall.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll climb that. And my mum was like, cool. And paid a five or whatever, climbed it. Got to the top, I zoomed up. When I was like 7,
yeah.
I had no fear. Zoomed, well, I say I had no fear. I zoomed to the top.
Mm.
Then they were like, all right, it's time to come down.
Like, how
and I
that?
Went, what?
This weren't included in the...
I looked down and I was like, I live here now.
I'm good.
I live here now.
Zone one living, yeah?
Lewisham to the world. I live here now, yeah? They had to get another instructor to come up and bring me down.
Wow.
Same thing. My mum's in tears with laughter.
So were you like static?
She said I was as stiff as a plank of wood.
Just rigid.
She said when I came down, she's never seen whiter, drier lips than mine.
Must have been dry up there, boy.
Bruv, I was not licking my lips. I was just, I'm not fucking coming down. I live here.
Really? You scared of heights still?
I'm scared of edges.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't mind. So I've been on.
So going to like viewing platforms where it's like a glass. What about if you know it's glass? Are you okay with that? Rather not.
Yeah, rather not. So
if you're in the show,
I went to
now,
the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You guys been on the Eiffel Tower?
No.
It's a lift.
Yeah.
It's a lift within the tower.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you go up and you can still see outside.
Yeah.
That was fine. Like, I've been skiing and stuff, so ski lifts, all of that.
What about like...
That was fine. But when we got to the top and there's an edge, if the edge isn't high enough, I feel like... Because I used to have this... The fear was born out of a recurring dream where I would be near an edge on something high or stairs.
Yeah.
And I'll just throw myself up.
Are you on top? Oh, yeah. Okay.
for no, like, I couldn't control it.
Yeah.
So now
those stupid dream things where like you're mad slow.
On walkover bridges, on the Dartford Crossing, because Dartford Crossing, there's nothing on the fucking side of that bridge.
Yeah. I drive straight. Even when I'm on that, I'm driving straight. The last time we covered it, my missus drove and she's like, "I'm scared. I'm thinking, for fuck's sake, don't do this now, man. Just get into one of the middle lanes so you got protection either side and just look forward. Look forward. What the fuck? Why are you looking at your fear?
That Bill Cosby head snapped.
Like, why are you looking? Oh, and she was like,
"Nah, that one would send me. I walk.
Man.
My biggest fear on the Dartford Crossing is breaking down on the Dartford Crossing because then I have to get out.
Yeah. You don't want to get out there.
I'm getting out of lane on the floor. I'm laying under the car.
I think you just did that the other day, going Canterbury and going across the bridge.
Do we have time? We have to hold it for the next one.
Because
that's where the incident happened.
And just even just seeing the bridge. When you're coming from Essex to Kent and you can see the bridge.
You can see the bridge in distance.
And you look at it, it's like, bridge didn't have that much curve in it. It should just be, that looks like a mad, just like.
My fault every time is like, why did you build it so high?
I wanted to say, we cleared this bit. Yeah. Like, it's just a clearance.
Because there's nothing underneath it.
There's no ship that big.
No, there's no ship that big.
Why have you built it this high? Also, why didn't you just build another fucking tunnel?
No, man.
You're asking the right questions.
Blackwall Tunnel. Tunnel this way, northbound. Tunnel this way, southbound.
Dartford, tunnel one way.
We want you to feel fine on the way out and shit your pants on the way back.
It's not for the week, man. And you pay for the privilege as well. That's the scary thing.
I hate it. Every time I forget to pay and they charge me,
I've subscribed.
I've got to do it now because they've stung me.
I kept on getting stung. So I was like, just have my details, man, and just automatically take the money. Yeah. Like, can't we keep doing this? We'll wrap it up this episode.
Let's keep it nice and cordial. We've done it back to front, man, but that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Worms. I've actually kind of liked it that way, to be fair. Maybe we'll make that our new thing, man, asking the listeners question from the top. But anyway, I've been one of your co-hosts. I've been Mike Quackadiri. To my left, we've had...
Kazeem Jamal.
And to the left...
It's Darren Griffiths.
So take
care. I'm the Michelle!
Take care and peace.